My name is Yomi A. Michaels. I was born in Leeds, West Yorkshire. My parents are both Yoruba and moved to England in the mid-60s. I'm an actor by profession, and I'm here in Lagos performing in Things Fall Apart, Chinua Achebe's seminal novel, which has been adapted by B. Bandele to the theatre. The book is great for so many different reasons. One of them, of course, is his own peculiar writing style. It's so lyrical, so imaginative, and there's so much humour woven into what is essentially a very serious plot. It's about the meeting of the European culture, specifically British culture, with that of an Igbo tribe around the turn of the century. And the character, Okonkwo, whom I'm playing, is considered a great man in his region. He's achieved great things at a young age, having come from an impoverished background. But he's resistant to change. Literally, over his dead body would he see change. Okonkwo ends up killing himself because he feels he's been left with no alternative. In a moment of absolute rage, he took the life of one of the district commissioners, Kotma, one of their court attendants. So he automatically realized he had no alternative but to take his own life, otherwise they would hang him anyway. The significance of that is that was considered a major abomination. He would not then be buried by his own people. A great stigma had been brought upon his clan. Iboland is essentially in the southeast region of the country. Great towns such as Enugu. The strange thing is, as I say, my parents are Yoruba, so I thought about the conflict in myself of playing a great Igbo hero, but I've had to put that in my background and just get on with them. Hopefully, I'm not offending them too much. We had the great fortune of meeting him just a few weeks ago, Chinua Achebe, and to hear him describe what inspired him to write the novel was quite fascinating too. He said he was fed up of watching the Tarzan version of Africa. So he felt that for the memory of his ancestors and his own peers, that he was going to do something about it, and that's how this great novel was written. Nigerians view Chinua Achebe with immense pride, particularly the Igbo people, of course. But Nigeria as a whole feel great pride that he was born a Nigerian. If I were to compare an English literary figure with Chinua Achebe, I would say he's definitely our Shakespeare, for the wonderful insight that he weaves into his novels. It's not just a fantastically told story, but it's the meaning behind the story, and Shakespeare had this great ability too, as we all know. One of Okonkwo's great passions was wrestling, and indeed that's how he'd made his reputation, because he'd thrown the greatest wrestler in the history of the villages when he was a young lad of 18. So I'm going to give you a couple of lines when he's telling his sons about another great fight. Ikezwe held out his right hand. Okafor seized it. They closed in. Ikezwe then tried to dig in his right heel behind Okafor so as to pitch him backwards in the Ege style. Okafor had already read his mind, even before he had finished thinking the thought. They were now almost still in each other's grip. The muscles on their arms, their thighs, their backs stood out and twitched. It looked an equal match. The two judges were already moving forward to separate them when Ikezwe, now desperate, went down quickly on one knee in an attempt to fling his man backwards over his head. It was a sad miscalculation. Quick as the lightning of a Madiora, Okafor raised his right leg, swung it over Ikezwe's head, and that was it.